Have you ever wanted a safe and loving place to come to spark that good feeling in yourself? Well, you've arrived. Welcome to The Ohm Show with Tanya Butson. In this space, Tanya encourages you to view yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced. With Tanya, a leader in the field of human potential, you will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better, and you will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. The Ohm Show with Tanya starts now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tanya Butson, and you are listening to The Ohm Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, we will have some of the most interesting stories, tips, and guests helping you to be all that you are. Today, I am offering a package of organic artisan incense. Palm cedar, very fitting for our topic today. So I'd love to hear from someone who has had a wonderful experience with the topic of grounding and share that experience. And of course, I welcome all callers in today. The number is 1-800-930-2819, and the first caller receives the incense. This is going to be a rooted kind of show today, so don't go anywhere. This topic is really, really important, and it is called grounding. And I just came back, I kind of rushed to get onto the show today because I went and did some self-care and saw Sonia at Quantum Currents in Ingersoll, Ontario. And she just learned this new technique of lymphatic drainage massage for your face. And let me tell you, it felt wonderful. And I left there feeling completely grounded. So it is actually a wonderful intro into this episode because I'm feeling really relaxed and raring to go. Grounded and connected to Source and Mother Gaia, and I can't wait to share this information with you so that you can utilize this as well to make your life more relaxing and calming and connected. So let me tell you all about grounding and why it is beneficial. You've probably heard another term used for grounding if you're at all into this kind of thing, and the word is earthing. And earthing is a therapeutic technique involving doing activities that ground or electrically connect you and reconnect you to the earth. Grounding is a self-soothing technique. So you can do it anytime, anywhere, and it's free. All you have to use is the earth and your own intention of connection. And it can help you in times of stress and overwhelm and anxiety. So I highly recommend you tune in to what I have to say today, because this is a little tip that you can use to help you in, you know, before an interview, before going live on a TV show, before having to see your in-laws. You know, you can use this anytime. It's kind of like the availability of breathing. You can use the breathing technique. Well, some people just can't connect to the breath for some reason. So why not connect to your feet instead, and nobody will ever know that you're doing it. So listen up, this is gonna really, really help you. And why not take some information and try it for yourself? Rather than being skeptical, rather than going, ah, oh, that doesn't work, try it. If it doesn't work, then don't use it. But if it does, then you've just figured out a wonderful way to calm yourself down whenever you're getting heightened or triggered, and allow the earth to center and focus and calm you down. So the earth is a big deal. It is so powerful. I could talk about the earth and its power for hours. However, I will stick to the topic we are on today and grounding. And grounding the body allows the electrical potential of the body, your body, to equalize with the earth's electrical potential. That's huge. That is huge. If you knew the power of Mother Earth, you would be using this all the time. If you really gathered the importance of the power of Mother Gaia. So what happens is that electrical potential through the transfer of electrons from earth to body is what helps to ground you. So utilizing the earth natural electrical charge, yes, it has an electrical charge, has numerous benefits, including reducing inflammation and pain and stress, improving blood flow, energy, and sleep. And it just generates overall a greater well-being. So I woke up this morning, and when I went onto Instagram, there was a video of a well-known Canadian man who's made major transformations in his life over the past couple of years. And he was doing a video. He had a group of men gathered around a campfire, and they all were in bare feet. But one guy and the guy said, "Why are you guys all in bare feet?" And they're, "Well, we're grounding." So they got out this electrical meter to measure him standing on rubber soles, so some sandals, and there was zero charge going. And as soon as he stepped off of it, his feet had charge, and that was from the electrical charge through the electron transfer from the earth. And he was just like, wow, this is so cool. And that is what has been removed since the invention of shoes, is the loss of this connection with earth. So that is one of the reasons that grounding is so important, because it's kind of been taken away from us through the invention of footwear. So the term grounding means direct skin contact with the surface of the earth. And ideally, you're in your bare feet when you're doing this. And this is achieved through walking barefoot on earth, whether it be the dirt, the grass, or sand. And when walking barefoot, our body absorbs the free ions from the earth's surface, which acts, okay, get this, this is like eating raspberries. It acts as an antioxidant, and it's free, like it's right outside your door. These antioxidants is so exciting, because I love stuff that is free and is meant for us to use. So these antioxidants enhance our health and lead to positive feelings in the body. Unfortunately, most people today spend the majority of their lives, though, wearing shoes, thus failing to exploit the benefits of grounding. And grounding offers many health benefits, everybody, including improved sleep. Who doesn't need better sleep? Reduces inflammation, as I mentioned, improves tissue and cell repair, so you're going to heal faster. Blood flow, so it helps with blood pressure, increased heart rate variability, and improves electrical activity in the brain. Yes, we want our brains to be functioning at high levels. We want to have our memories intact. We want to function optimally. In addition, walking barefoot in the ground, yes, it also releases endorphins. Endorphins are those feel good hormones. They just like, yes, I feel so good. And I want more of those, I can tell you that. Why wouldn't anybody else want this? So it can improve your mood and counteract mental illnesses such as depression and anxiety. Walking barefoot also reconnects us with nature. Nature in itself is so healing and soothing, and which, you know, it will boost our immunity and it will boost our clarity of mental processes and physical states in other ways that feeling in that space of stress cannot do. It that stress is just deteriorating you more and more. So Earth's natural healing is at your service every single day, and it should never be overlooked. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There are many more earthing advantages as well. Through grounding, the natural defenses of your immune system are like on standby. They are there to help restore the body. There's studies done to indicate improvement, chronic fatigue, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, sleep disorders, and cardiovascular health. There are many types of in ways ground, and all of them focus on reconnecting yourself to the earth. That's it. Reconnection. And this can be done through either direct or indirect contact with the earth. One of my favorite things I'll leave you with right at this moment is getting up early when the dew is on the grass. You take off your shoes and socks and you walk in that cool dew and you allow that coolness soothe you and bring back down your body temperature as you ground against the electrical currents of the earth. And what a way to wake up and start a fresh new day. And you can also meditate while you're walking through the grass, and you have a whole body experience. So I have to take a break. You are listening to The Om Show with Tanya Butson. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to learn more about the various ways to ground yourself. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit OrganicallyMeta.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tune into the peace we crave. Find your
back on the OM Show with Tanya Butson. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can reach me on my website, organicallymeta.ca, or email me at organicallymeta@outlook.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. I have amazing services that get you results, and I have great services for today's topic. Reiki 100% leaves you feeling grounded. Oracle reading cards, medium readings, those can leave you grounded if you're feeling in a state of uncertainty. And of course, Heal Your Life coaching. I will get you grounded in every coaching call, as well as help you achieve your best life by healing the traumas of the past and the present. So message me with your questions and let's get working together and create the most fantastic life ever. Now, I'm still waiting for caller number one to call in to receive the incense that I have here. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. So please don't be shy. Call on in. So I wanted to cover, you know, I went over what this grounding is all about, or earthing as other people call it. And I gave a good brief synopsis about what it actually is. And now I want to inform you on how to do it. So techniques in grounding, and there are several. Obviously, the primary one is walking in the grass, sand, dirt, barefoot. So gardeners out there, you know, get your feet dirty. So that's one thing, you know, if you think about immersing yourself into Mother Nature, getting yourself dirty, you know, whether you're out on an ATV going through mud, having that dirt come up on you, or if you're soaked into a mud wrap at the spa, or if you're walking or gardening and just walking through mud puddles on a rainy day, these are all great connections to earth without doing the barefoot thing necessarily. So where and when should you practice grounding? The answer is simple: anytime and anywhere. Whether you're in the comfort of your own home, at the park, or taking a stroll along the beach, oh, my favorite thing, you can practice grounding by simply taking off your shoes and socks and allowing your feet to make contact with the earth. If you've never done this, everybody's done this, whether intentionally or not, and you've maybe connected that, oh, this feels so good, or maybe not, but the next time you do it, you go barefoot on the earth, sit and really think about how good it feels and what that connection is doing. I bet you it will leave you feeling, if not a lot better, a little bit better than before you did the actual barefoot in the ground. So when you are electrically grounded, you feel centered. You feel solid. You feel balanced, less tense, and less stressed out. Overall, you feel good. And if you have pain, you have less of it, or maybe none at all when you ground. So if you're not getting outside, you're staying in bed, and you're full of inflammation and pain, I really encourage you, go outside and get into nature. And allow the sun to shine on you and allow your feet to hit the ground and go barefoot and feel that energy coming from Gaia. it will change how you're feeling, and it will change for the better. While the research on grounding for your health and well-being is relatively new, there is research on this. The practice is timeless. Past societies went barefoot or wore leather footwear made from the hides of our wonderful animals that allowed the energy of the earth rise up into their bodies. And they were grounded. The bottom line is you have lost your electrical roots. Definitely here in the Western world, we have lost our electrical roots. So you're disconnected. And this disconnection may be a serious overlook in your life. Think about it. Are you in the hustle and bustle? Are you in the rat race? Are you in the big metropolitan cities? Are you stuck in your house? Any and all of these and more things will create a disconnection from you and nature, you and the earth. And that can cause humans a lot of pain and discomfort and a steeply rise in incidence of chronic illness worldwide. Just think, when was the last time you spent a lot of time just walking or hiking out in nature and you did it consistently? The things that happened, you felt better. You were toning your muscles. You were getting connected with nature. You were seeing birds. You were hearing the birds. That is a frequency all in itself that is so soothing and healing. That morning dove, that coo of that dove is proven to be a healing frequency of love. So don't underestimate the healing of what is free outside the four walls of your work office or your home, because there is so much just at your fingertips that you can go grab and use to improve your health and well-being. There is good news. You have the potential to reconnect. Weather and schedule permitting, you go barefoot for a half hour or so. Start with 5 minutes. Like, just start. It doesn't matter. There's no judgment. There is no score rating here. Just go out and do it. And you will see the difference that this has on any pain or stress going on in your life. You can sit, you can stand, you can walk on the soil, grass, sand, or concrete even the concrete. These are all conductive surfaces from which your body can draw from the earth's energy. Just note the wood, oddly enough, asphalt and vinyl are not conductive. So those are the spaces you don't want to try to stand on if you're trying to get that electrical transfer. So ideally, you want to sustain the earthing experience and incorporate this into your self-care and healing daily. For many people, however, there isn't time in their current busy lives to do this, or they don't have a place. If you're in the city, you don't have a place to go outdoors possibly. But you want to help your sleeping, relaxing. There are products you can buy, such as chairs and bed pads and floor and chair mats and floor and chair mats and body bands, patches. You can even buy patches where you place them on your body where it hurts, and they are all conductive. And whatever route you take, get grounded and feel vibrant again. Other ways that you can ground yourself: Reiki. Call me, I'll sign you up. I love to do long distance Reiki. I can do Reiki around the world, guys. Like, call me, I can help you out. breathing techniques. If you want me to help you with meditation, I am happy to do that. I love to meditate. And yes, the summer garden meditations are coming back. Watch Instagram and Facebook. I've got those coming. You want to prioritize your physical wellness through sleep. You got to get your sleep 7 to 8 hours. Wellness through nutrition, that is huge. And of course, exercise. Walking is the key. Walk, walk, walk. So sleep, nutrition, and exercise. Get out in nature. That we already explained is so integral in well-being. You can find the magic in music, whatever suits your fancy for music, let it soothe you. Do something soothing and tactile. So you could, anything that you like, and you can use your hands. Avoid catastrophizing. So stop talking yourself into a misery of life. Stop the complaining. Stop the moaning. Talk differently. Okay, get a different perspective, learn from other people, put a podcast on, hear a different side of things, be open to it. Identify your circle of control. Yes, allow that to be let go. Take small steps. You don't have to like forge through with a full stride. Just take the first step. Do something you're good at so that you feel positive. That will always bring you back to center and ground you. Find support and connection with like-minded people. Make friends with your inner critic. Every time you hear yourself criticize yourself, ground in that and go, I hear you. I don't accept it, but I let it go. Root yourself in a purpose. Figure out what your soul purpose is. And if you need help with that, call me. I help people find their purpose. And remember, everything is temporary. The ups and downs. Life is ups and downs. So when you're up, enjoy it. And when you're down, just take a deep breath and just get through it by grounding yourself. Other things you can do, put your hands in water, pick up and touch items near you, breathe deeply, savor a food or drink, stop eating so fast, enjoy your food and drink, take a short walk. Hold a piece of ice in your hand. That's a really good one. When I was a doula and helping women in their birthing experiences, I would get them to hold ice so that they could get used to being comfortable with that discomfort so they were ready to birth their baby. Savor a scent. Right now, I've got my incense. I love Nag Champa. It soothes me. It grounds me. It makes me happy. It's burning right now. I've got it right by me so that I can stay nice and calm and centered for you guys today and sit with your pets. Oh, a kitty cat has the beautiful frequency of healing in its purr. And my favorite that I tell all my clients, take an Epsom salt hot bath. So hold the thought. I'd like to make sure we have plenty more time to implement grounding into your life daily. Don't forget to call in with your questions or stories about your own positive experiences with grounding. And we will be right back to talk about the root chakra.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit OrganicallyMeta.com.
Tune into the Cause It's Easy Show with me, Coach Easy. Empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and building confidence through adversities. Every Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tap into your life coaching for self-esteem, confidence, positivity, happiness, and success. I will show you the easy way to make your life amazing, no matter what. For more information on the Coach Easy approach, visit Cause It's Easy, that's EAZY.com.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness. Shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. To learn more, visit KahlbergCoaching.com.
Life engineering processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wisdom Nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit CoachingAcademy.net.
The Centerpiece Foundation, Dr. Ellie Zarabian can help you make the most of your time here on Earth. As a third-generation healer with a doctorate degree in psychology, Dr. Ellie helps you resolve conflict that begins within the self and extends out into the world. No matter your spiritual background and cultural heritage, you can learn to heal past traumas and listen to your inner voice. Are you ready to feel empowered to live more peacefully during our time of social unrest? For more information, visit centeronpeace.com. The Centerpiece Foundation, Dr. Ellie Zarabian can help you make the most of your time here on Earth. As a third-generation healer with a doctorate degree in psychology, Dr. Ellie helps you resolve conflict.
Back on the OM Show with Tanya Butson, and we have been talking about grounding and the benefits it has. Now I want to specifically discuss the use of grounding with the root chakra and the inner peace one can find with the balance chakra. So let's just dive right into it. Located at the base of the spine in the pelvic floor and the first three vertebrae, the root chakra is responsible for your sense of safety and security on this earthly journey that you're taking. The word Muladhara breaks down into Sanskrit words, mala meaning root and adhara meaning support or base. So the root chakra is also known as the base chakra or the first chakra, out of the seven main chakras that most people discuss. But we will save that for another day. This is the first of the chakras. And to me, this is the most important one, because if the energy in the root chakra is blocked, nothing else can flow through completely through the body. So there is a blockage. Balancing the root chakra creates that solid foundation for opening the chakras above. It's just like building a house. You need to have a strong foundation for the walls to stay up, and then the peak of the roof being the upper three chakras. Like, you want, in order for those all to be stable and open and flowing and enlightened, you need that base to be strong and secure. And unfortunately, in our world right now, everybody's root chakra is blocked unless you're doing all of this work to keep it open. And kudos to you if you are. The root chakra can be a little bit of a stickler for allowing the flow of energy to go through you, because it is based on fear. So hold that thought about the fear. This first chakra really, really matters, and balancing the root chakra creates that solid foundation, like I said. And it really becomes compromised when you have instability in your life. So you really need, so remember, it's the base, it's the foundation. So you need that stability, you know, the basics of life, like food, water, shelter, safety, and your emotional needs need to be met as well. And letting go of the fear that might shadow you wherever you go on the daily basis. When those needs are met, you feel grounded and safe, and you tend to worry less day to day. Remember psychologist Erik Erikson? I think we all took this at some point in school in the stages of development. The first stage was trust versus mistrust. And that is really, really related to your root chakra development. So as infants, if your caregivers readily gave you what you needed to survive with consistency, you felt secure in this world. But if your caregivers withheld or delayed in giving you what you needed, those basic needs, or if that giving was inconsistent, you may find yourself with first chakra blockages as well. So it stems from the current fear in the world and in society, as well as that base upbringing from your childhood. If there is an imbalance in the root chakra, you may experience anxiety disorders, fears, or nightmares. Physical imbalances may manifest as problems in the colon, with the bladder, elimination, and the lower back, legs, feet are all compromised when this chakra is blocked. In men, prostate problems may occur as well, and eating disorders may also be a sign of a root chakra imbalance. So while meditation does connect you to a higher spiritual plane, it also serves to ground you. This is why I love meditation, because while I am trying to open up my crown chakra and my third eye and my voice and my heart, these other lower three chakras really benefit from meditation as well, because they soothe through the meditation. It all works hand in hand. I just really wish more people would try to meditate. They just don't know what they're missing in their life. So did you hear that? Try meditating. So it serves to ground you. It serves to enlighten you. You cannot go astray with meditation, and you may not always be able to trust the world will give you what you need to survive. But connection to your higher self and trust in the higher power, whomever you call that, will leave yourself feeling safe and feeling like you can trust and feeling like you are secure in this world. So ways to align the root chakra. There's several ways. Reiki, it's a no-brainer. Get yourself long-distance Reiki treatment. Treat yourself to it. Come in person if you're nearby. Make the trek if you're a few hours away. Reiki is beautiful. It's soothing. It's tranquil, and it's healing. Yoga asanas that help to open and align the root chakra are also great options. You can do that right in your own home. Women can also practice Kegel exercises, and both men and women can do Bandha yoga, where you lock or tighten certain areas of your body to help bring some strength energy. You're going to strengthen that energy. You're going to strengthen that area of that pelvic region in the first chakra to help build that foundation within your own inner being. Chanting. Oh, I should do a show on chanting. I love chanting. I don't do it enough, but I love it. Or toning sounds can also bring you back to balance, just like music brings people together. sounds create vibrations in the body, and these vibrations help in the body, and these vibrations help the cells work together in synchronistic harmony. The mantra sound that corresponds to the root chakra is I am. And in regards to affirmations, I am only resonates with that chakra of the base. So when you're doing the affirmations, you need to be mindful of all the chakras that we have. We've got a caller. Yes. Do we have time, Emily, for the caller?
Yep, we can take the caller. We have Jack from Canada. Jack, you are live. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jack.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Hi, I just wanted to call and give an experience about grounding. It was like probably the other day, it was like 7 in the morning. My wife asked me if I could help and water the garden. I said, yeah, I can do that. And I was pretty tired. Then I went to put on my boots, and she was, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting my boots on because the grass is wet. First thing in the morning, I used to do. She goes, no. All you take your shoes and socks off, and just go on the grass with the dew. It's gonna feel great. You're gonna water the flowers. And I thought it's crazy. And I said, yeah, okay, well, let's try it. I went out there after a few minutes. It's like it was my comfort zone. I listened to the birds sing. This was like a form of meditation as well while grounding. It was just quiet. All I heard was the birds and the water on the garden and my feet on the grass, wet. And it just, I felt this like energy throughout my body. And I felt like I was like one with the earth. And after I was finished, it was like, I felt great. I guess is what you call grounding. And I had so much energy. I was awake. I wanted to do more things. And it was a great experience. So is that a form of grounding? Would that experience be part of that?
Oh, 100%. You were grounding by putting your feet into the grass, the dew. I'm sure you know about the cold plunge baths that everybody's taking and cold showers. So the dew adds that, but from the point of your feet, which has the most nerves in your body. So it's starting at your feet. You're connecting electrically with the earth. You were using the harmony and the frequency of the birds to ground you. You were also listening to the water, which is very soothing, and you were helping nature grow by giving it the water that it needed so it won't die. So your intention and what you were doing was very fruitful and rewarding. And it will, all of that combined is like a powerhouse. It's like grounding on steroids with everything that you were able to accomplish there. So, you know, sometimes the wife is right and you should listen to what she has to say.
That's so, happy wife, happy life.
There you go. So
yeah,
thanks for calling in and sharing that experience, because you used a multi, and it sounded like you also went into somewhat of a meditated state too, because like, that's just a default. That's a positive side effect from all the activities that you're choosing to do. You just went into meditation without even trying. And I'm sure you had a wonderful day from that point forward.
Yeah, it was great. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that feedback. That's awesome. So it's as easy as that, is just listen to your wife and go out and do the chores. You're getting help.
Yeah, you're so right. Love your show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's a great example of how to utilize nature and Mother Earth to fill your cup. So that was an extraordinary moment of utilizing nature and all its oneness. So wonderful. That was a great story. I wanted to continue talking about the root chakra before I move into a visualization for you. The root chakra has colors that are very significant. So if you're wanting to unblock the root chakra, you would wear red. Red. I wore it just for us today for the root chakra. Wear the red lipstick. It is a very powerful color, and it is related to the chakra root. Gems, and those that love crystals and earth stones, you want to pick up garnet and red jasper and black tourmaline and bloodstone. Those are all the root chakra gems and crystals. And you can place the gem on the area of the chakra while lying down to help open and align it. So those are a couple of other little tricks to do and to try with aligning and balancing and opening and clearing the root chakra. So I want to move in before the show ends and give you a nice visualization to help you ground. Now, if you are driving or using a motor vehicle, please do not do this visualization and meditation. Just do it if you're sitting here watching the show on a chair, on your bed, on the floor, out in the grass, wherever you might be, and just don't be operating anything that could be dangerous if you get too relaxed. So there is so many ways to visualize that root chakra and grounding. Probably the easiest one for people is either a tree trunk or roots, a root system. So with that, go with what is easiest for you. And that goes for anything. If you're going to try visualizing or going to try meditation, go what seems super easy for you so that you can get accustomed and consistent to meditating and grounding before you go and do something, you know, big and out there and meditate for 3 hours or whatever. No. Just sit in the garden for 5 minutes or go for a walk around the block, you know, just keep it simple. I always say that, keep it simple. So what I'd like you to do right now, if you're willing, is to find a position that is comfortable for you. So you can be seated, you can be standing, you can be laying down. And I just want you to gently straighten your back and relax your shoulders and keep your chin nice and high, because we want to be in a nice line with our chakras from the seventh to the first. And become aware of the readiness to fly in the back of your neck. Okay, so fly. That's the freedom, okay? And remember, with that root chakra, we are feeling fear, insecurity, stress. We got to run. We got to hide. We got to get away. We got to pay the bills, and there's too much, and I'm worried. And that is all in the root chakra, and we want to be able to fly out of that constriction, you know, just, it's just like that in the pit of your pelvis, just that tightness. And we just want to be able to let it rise up past your neck. So This is the freedom of the world surrounding you when you can let that fly. So gently close your eyes. And with a very gentle, easy breath, I want you to breathe in through your nose and release it through your mouth. Let your shoulders soften. And take another deep breath in through your nose. Expand your belly and release it out through your mouth. Focus on breathing and feeling that air through your nostrils when you take this next breath. And exhale any stress and worry that is with you right now. Let it out the mouth. Now, if you're sitting, plant your feet firmly on the ground. If you're laying down, plant your hands firmly on the mattress or the earth, wherever you might be, and just have something connected with where you are positioned. And through that, whether it's your hands or your feet, I want you to feel this pressure in the middle of your hands or your feet. I feel this pressure pushing out and pushing out and pushing out. And it's like a sprout coming through the earth towards the sunshine, but instead, it is a root coming out through your hand or coming out through your foot. And it is placing itself into the ground, planting its root system from your hands or your feet into the ground. Pulling you and connecting you closer to the earth so that you can feel that electrical charge. Now feel it. Sense that vibration in your hands, that tingle in your feet. You're making that connection with earth, and that root system is growing vigorously downward towards the center of earth, pulling you gently to the surface of the ground that you are upon, having that connection, feeling solid and secure underneath you. And the root goes down and it settles in the core of Gaia, and she so generously nourishes you with her bounty, the rich nutrients and minerals of the soil. She feeds your root system and sends it back up to you, leaving you feeling grounded and balanced, safe, solid and secure. You're feeling wealthier. You're feeling calmer. You're feeling stronger with all of this energy coming from the earth, coming back up to you, to your pelvic area, to that root chakra. We are asking the stuck energy that is there to leave, so that you can open up and allow that chakra to spin in the positive energy and the electrons and ions and antioxidant vibes that are moving from the earth through that root system back up through your feet, into your hands, into that root chakra, leaving you feeling much more fresh, much more alive, much more secure, and much more abundant and filled with more love. Just Sit there in that space. Allow that feeling to absorb and to calm you and to make you feel more secure and confident. And take one more deep breath in. Really feel that air passing through your nostrils. And exhale out any stress that remains and say goodbye. And allow yourself to feel the calmness of the grounding. And so it is. I hope you felt that richness and that earthiness and that vibrance coming up back into you, and that you are feeling calm, secure, and wealthy and happy right now. If you want to take that leap and change your life 360, contact me at Organically Meta. I am helping real people authentically change their lives to find and remember who they were and to become who they truly are. To learn more about myself, follow Organically Meta on Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach me at organicallymeta.ca. Again, organicallymeta.ca to start the journey of remembering who you are and creating your best life. I leave you with three words each week. I love myself. I want to thank you all for tuning into the Om Show. I am so grateful for your presence. I am thankful those who take the time to watch the replays. I love doing this and I'm glad I have an audience to share it with, and I hope you take a tidbit away. Please join me every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern time to watch the Om Show. Next week, we're going to try a little positivity on for size. If you're a grumpy grunt, this episode is for you. Be sure to tune in. And in the meantime, make it great. I'll see you back here again next week.
You have been listening to The Om Show with Tanya Butson on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, where Tanya encourages you to experience yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information, visit organicallymeta.ca. Again, organicallymeta.ca.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.